associated with the East Timor movement, and I'd met up with a Catholic priest and a nun, and I went to a couple of meetings with them. And after one meeting at 9 o'clock at night, the Catholic priest Punchy said, "Paddy, I'd like you to come and meet some people." So I went out to Chigwell, and he had 11 people out there, young people, who were unemployed. And we talked about the problems of unemployment, and I suddenly realised that after all these years, speaking politically about unemployment, but I didn't really know unemployed people.
Unemployed people suffer enormously emotional problems, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And it didn't matter whether you're a 50-year-old man or woman or a kid just leaving school, because you were conditioned to want to become part of the society, to want to share in the wealth, to have the social prestige of a job. Those unemployed who did get jobs generally got the shit jobs, which also then discouraged them from working again. But the most serious problem was that they wanted to be part of society, but they felt that they were rejected by society because not good enough to get a job, or that they felt it was their fault themselves, whereas I knew it was the system's fault that could not provide jobs.